Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Clinic Services Chris Hesch with Pella Regional Health Center joins us on today's program to talk about obtaining COVID-19 tests through Pella Regional Health Center.
And Chris, we're here today, and I'm wearing my mask. Second time I've done this now at Pella Regional for an interview. We're talking about testing, and I think that's been one of the big things that's been thrown around as medical professionals and everyone tries to slow the spread of COVID-19. Testing is a big part of that. And here at Pella Regional, there are some specific criteria for testing. First of all, let our listeners know what kind of level of testing you're able to provide here and why it's not just, hey, I have the sniffles, I can come in and get a test.
Sure, yeah. So we have always, since this started, and continue to follow the criteria set by the state lab, the state hygienic lab, which is a part of the Iowa Department of Health. And so those are the criteria that we follow, and those are the tests that we can submit to the state. And so unfortunately, not everybody does qualify for that test, but those are the criteria that we follow and send those tests to the state to be run.
We've had exposure here in the community now. I know of people who've tested positive. What is the process if somebody believes they've been exposed? So if they want to try and meet that criteria, what do they have to do or information that they have to provide?
Sure. If you believe you've been exposed but you feel fine, we do still recommend Test Iowa as a chief resource. If you're a Marion County resident and you've had an exposure you're sure about, you know you've been in close contact with somebody who's got a positive case, Marion County Public Health does provide testing for that for those cases. But if you believe you've been exposed and aren't sure but you feel fine, we do recommend Test Iowa and to self-isolate. But if you develop concerning symptoms, that's when we're here to help you.
So what kind of tests does Pella Regional have at this time?
So we still do the swab that's called a nasopharyngeal swab, which is a deep nose swab or whatever you want to call it. But it's the swab up the nose. It goes quite a ways. And that is still the test modality that we have.
And as I understand, it's still very reliable compared to other testing options and ideas. It seems to be the most reliable that's come out so far.
Yeah, that's what we feel to the best of our information is still the best test available to us. What we do know and understand is the community, there's lots and lots of different information coming out by the media, and so that creates confusion. And there are other testing methods that become available, but when we study them, we're not as confident right now in either their reliability or availability or what their results mean. And so we still feel that right now that this test that we do is still the right standard and the best test to provide. And so that's why we're using that.
Well, and again, whether it's an employer who wants it, it seems like whether it might be family members or whatever it might be, again, the criteria is key here for Pella Regional. And then from there, like you said, you provided the other options. But let's go on the flip side of this. What if the employer requires a positive or a negative test, I should say, to get back to work? Can you provide that information? How do they go about that process?
Sure. That has been a struggle for a lot of people, understandably, as different businesses and employers have tried to do their best with COVID. They've come up with their own guidelines. The challenge is, once again, we follow the state testing guidelines. And so we are having many cases where people are coming in because of employer requirements and they don't match those state criteria. And so what we're trying to do, and we've connected with Marion County Department of Public Health, is educate those providers that the CDC hasn't released any guidelines that require testing to, come to work or anything like that, to say that if they have the symptoms of COVID-19, they should be home. We can test them if they qualify, but just to have a test, period, because it's felt to be prudent, isn't something we can provide. The other big challenge I'll just comment on is some people have required two negative tests. So even if somebody has been sick and they test negative, an employer or a business or whatever will require a second negative test. And that is also not recommended guidelines from the CDC. And so we don't follow that either.
So let's say I do meet the criteria. I've got symptoms. I'm here in Pella, and you guys have determined I can take a test. I have confirmed exposure, whatever it might be. So then what's my availability? How soon can I get that test in a typical turnaround? And what times are you guys providing that resource?
Sure. And we are making a major shift in how we're delivering this starting on Monday to do a better job of coordinating this for the community. So what you can do is you can call our regular number that you would to schedule any other appointment. And our staff on the phone can go through the criteria to determine if you meet criteria or not. And if you do, They can schedule you for an appointment at either our sites in Pella, Knoxville, or Ottumwa, and they can actually set up an appointment for you to receive that test if you qualify. So it's nice. It does save patients time because a lot of folks are just driving in, because that's what we've had up to this time, is just a pull-in. And then they've spent the time just showing up and waiting, and then they might not qualify. So we feel this serves patients better and will help them know better what to expect.
And I know there's a lot of talk about the medical care and even the cost of a test when it comes to actually paying for it. What's the finances look like of this, and how does that process work?
Sure. I'll have to lead with my caveat that I can never 100% speak for anybody's particular insurance situation. But as of this moment when we're speaking, if a test meets the state criteria and we send it to the state, the patient does not receive a bill for that. Any other medical care that we have to provide, if you see a provider, if you have to have other lab tests or other cares, that gets billed to your insurance as normal. And so just for people to understand that if it's a test under the state guidelines at this time, there's no charge. Any other medical care is billed as normal.
Anything else that I didn't touch on, or things that people should be thinking about when it comes to testing and making sure, especially when we're seeing a recent rise in cases throughout our county?
Just again, reinforcing that we test for that specific state criteria, and not everybody does meet that criteria. So we really do want people to call, and we can help them go through that on the phone. And then if they do qualify, happy to schedule that appointment and see them. If they don't, again, Test Iowa is a resource, or Marion County residents have some resources, but at least we help them know that before they make the trip. The other thing I'd reinforce is, at any point, if somebody is concerned about how they feel or they would like to see a provider at any time, they can come to our walk-in clinic and be evaluated by one of our medical providers, and we're happy to take care of you.
Well, and Chris, you know, we talk a lot about individuals trying to get testing, and one of the notes we mentioned was employers and some of the things they're trying to develop. The advice right now from hospitals is to try to work with medical professionals, it seems like, when it comes to developing a plan and policy.
Yeah, you know, we certainly understand that every business is trying to do their best for their teams. And if employers are looking at what are their policies for their staff that are having these concerns, we really encourage them to contact their county health department to look for advice on how to handle their businesses that aligns with current guidelines, so that they aren't finding their employees stuck between different sets of guidelines.
Once again, that was Chris Hesch, Director of Clinic Services at Pella Regional Health Center, discussing the guidelines for COVID-19 testing at the hospital and their clinics. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKableS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.